Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
All about getting your reps up so you can start to feel comfortable with certain things. And I had no idea that sitting here in this chair that we had already gotten this many reps up here. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr. and Amber Wilson, kind enough to hang out with us today, filling in for Janae Agwumike, who's getting ready for some game time action today. And Amber, always excited to have you on the show, going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the week here, but very excited because I looked up and realized, as with most things in my life, when a cake is presented to me, I realize an anniversary is here, and we have somehow been keeping the lights on doing this show for an entire year at this point, so go figure, Amber.
An entire year. Happy anniversary to you, to the entire crew. I feel a little bad that Shanae isn't here to experience the cake with you, because I also am missing out on the cake with you. And I have yet to see this cake. Like, I overheard before the show, there was somebody else in the studio who was saying that she even used this cake for her elopement. And I thought that must be a serious cake if somebody's, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Golic is showing it to me right now on ESPN Plus. It is a beaut of a cake.
Yeah.
That is a serious cake, man.
No, it's an absolute beauty. Shout out to Katie Hennessy. It does a great job helping book guests for us around here for bringing in the cake. Janae Agwumike, by the way, is going to join us to hop in for the anniversary in about 10 minutes on this show here. And
but
so
she's not going to get the cake.
No, she's not, because Amber, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Oh my God.
There's not going to be cake left.
Oh my God.
Early results? What are we thinking?
It's a great cake.
Eating food on air is so good, man. It just sounds
that
amazing.
Is the fastest I've ever seen anybody consume a cake.
This is a professional here, Amber.
That is true. I was built for this. By the way, it's like ASMR radio right here. This is the sounds of the cake. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, right.
I know I got it all over my face. Someone's going to meme this. It's going to be fine.
Please don't choke on your food and get to the subject.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
I thought you chewing was Straight Talk.
That was the Straight Talk. I figured that would kind of bookend the whole thing in here now that we've got this off to a rousing start. So, Amber, I'm going to set us up, as I choke here on my own saliva,
are you?
For what we're at, we're God willing, what we're going to talk about here, because we do have NFL news today. We'll get to some of these quarterback battles that have come up here. Jamal Adams is now the highest paid safety in all of football with the Seahawks as they reach an agreement with their star after a 3-week hold in, I guess you would call it. But today, we're starting to get to the point of the NFL preseason where it's the happy trails time here, and that would apply to one Tim Tebow. Now, Amber, I want to get your reaction to this because I know you are a Florida Gator. Tim Tebow is someone that obviously means a lot to the family there, but this had to be a moment everyone saw coming.
Everyone saw it coming. However, I am disappointed that I did not get an opportunity to get myself a Tim Tebow Jacksonville Jaguars jersey. I do, in fact, go like have a Tim Tebow Mets jersey. Believe that.
Oh, wow.
It is in my closet. It is hanging next to my Tim Tebow Gators jersey. So I have them. I missed out on getting the Jags Tim Tebow jersey. We all saw this coming. We knew it wasn't going to work out, because what were the chances of somebody walking in after not playing in the NFL for as long as he did and never playing the tight end position and actually having any success at that position? A lot of people got their panties in a bunch when he first got, you know, that 1-year deal, air quotes, and got brought in for an opportunity here. But it went exactly as we all expected. And alas, even his relationship with Urban Meyer can't prohibit this eventual ending that we all knew was coming, which is, hey, you can't just walk in and play tight end in the NFL with zero experience after all this time off when you're well into your 30s.
Yeah, and Amber, there's basically one main reason the reaction happened so strongly on either side, and it's because this is Tim Tebow. Like, I hear the people that have said he took a roster spot from someone more, air quotes, deserving, but you and I both know a lot of back-end roster spots tend to go to players or players with agents who have better relationships with a coach or a scout on the staff. That it can sometimes be a relationship game there. And the same people who generally tend to say that he's taken an opportunity away from someone are the same people openly campaigning to strike the whole preseason away, which is the place where back-end roster players get opportunities. So a lot of talking out of both sides of their mouths. The person that this genuinely does not make
still
sense for me,
cake, huh?
Man, I'm really trying to not like choke on it. You know when you like start eating and your mouth starts producing all that extra saliva? I am hurting over on this side right now as I just barehanded that entire cake. But that makes sense for me. The person in this that I said to you earlier today, this whole thing didn't make sense for. Because Tim Tebow, man, like someone was willing to give you an opportunity to do something you wanted to. Who among us isn't taking that? Amber, the person I have questions for here is still Urban Meyer, because he had to, based on what we had seen publicly and heard privately, cut Tim Tebow based on the football roster management portion of things if he wanted any chance of standing in his front of his team and having credibility. But it feels like just that, Amber. All this was an opportunity in conjunction with what we saw with him hiring Chris Doyle, drafting a running back in the first round. Like, all these little things are nothing on their own, but when you start to add them together, invite people to question a coach who still hasn't coached a down in the NFL yet.
I understand as well, from Tim Tebow's perspective, shoot your shot. Why not? Take the opportunities that you're given. I'm one who, yes, he kind of is taking an opportunity, I guess, from somebody on the back end of the roster. I mean, the person whose opportunity he's taking is also a person who's most likely going to get cut. But I also think that Tim Tebow had earned the right to do that by building those relationships, by everything that he accomplished when he was in college playing football. And obviously, he has spent time in the NFL aside from this. So I don't have any problem with Tim Tebow capitalizing on those relationships that he earned there and that he built and getting an opportunity and trying to make the most of that opportunity, even though it didn't work out. But I'm with you. I don't understand this from the Urban Meyer perspective, because this isn't a coach who has some long stature in the NFL who can afford to just bring in people and give them opportunities simply based on relationships. I mean, if this was 10 years down the road and he's a successful coach in Jacksonville, then I don't think anybody thinks anything of this. But when you're bringing in a name that for whatever reason is as polarizing as Tim Tebow, and I don't know if polarizing is the right word, it doesn't really make any sense that he's polarizing, but he certainly brings all the attention when you're bringing in a name that garners that much attention and you're doing it in a way that is based purely on relationships. It's not a great look for a first year coach. And also, like you said, what was the payoff? Like, what is the point? Because all you're doing is fostering your relationship with Tim, but you're not helping your team in this way. I mean, doesn't end up making the 53. He's not going to be an active part of this team. So I don't really know what the point of any of this was, unless it was to bring some attention to the franchise. I mean, we're not selling more seats because he doesn't end up making the team.
No, all these theories we had as to why probably just boil down to what you said. It's a coach who knows a player, has a great relationship with him, and we've seen that in the past with Urban Meyer has been a thing. I will say what I do empathize with in all this, Amber, because so many people were relishing in the chance to dunk on Tim Tebow for the bad block that we saw in the game the other day, the block scene around the world. Like, having your worst moment blasted out like that over the internet is not fun. And we've all had one of those, to be clear, especially those of us on the back end of the roster. Like, no joke, Amber, I can remember the exact moment where football quit me. Like, the play is seared into my mind forever in Saints training camp in 2015 in West Virginia at the Greenbrier, doing a two-minute drill against Tyler Davison, their sixth-round defensive tackle draft pick out of Fresno State, where I overset a three technique, get buried into the backfield, planted right at the feet of my offensive line coach, who looks down at me, shakes his head, and then continues to walk forward with the drill. Amber, I didn't get cut for another few weeks after that, but immediately at that moment, I knew that is going to be the play that cements the end of my football career, and it turned out I was right.
It turned out you were right, and I'm assuming that Tebow probably had some sense there, because you're right, that missed block, that's all anybody has been talking about since it went down. I can't relate to that. I mean, the only thing that I could relate to that in any sort of sense would be in this job, you go on auditions, and I have been on auditions before that I felt like, hey, I killed that. And I've also been on auditions before that I'm like, that's not my job. You know, like the second that the audition's done, that's the only thing that I can relate to with this. But it is funny, the thought of you knowing in real time as the play is happening that this is probably a wrap for your NFL career.
It is hell on earth in that brief moment there, as if being hot in middle of West Virginia wasn't enough. Looking up and seeing the disappointment in that coach's eyes let me know everything I need to know. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. We will get to more news out of the NFL and the NBA today as we have a big, both literally and figuratively, contract extension going on in the city of brotherly love. But coming up next, if today's our anniversary, then we got to check in with the one, the only, Chinna Agwumike next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinna Agwumike Jr., the podcast.
You know what today is? Guess what? It's our anniversary. Hey.
You guys know that voice, Chinna Agwumike Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr., Amber Wilson, and Chinna Agwumike hopping in with us here on the anniversary day.
Let's go. Happy anniversary, family. Chinna. Thank you so much, Amber. 1 year, baby. One freaking year.
So I have a question real quick for both of you, because radio shows, when you host a radio show with somebody, it can kind of be like a marriage, like a very platonic marriage. It's a weird relationship. And so sometimes with a marriage, it can feel like it's flying by, or sometimes those years can feel really long. So, Chinna, I'll start with you. The last year with Golic Jr., has it flown by? Are you surprised that it's been a year, or is it feel like it's been 5 years?
This has been, you know, star-crossed, Romeo, Juliet, fastest type of year ever, okay? Like, every day is fun, every day is special, and you know I'm excited to be here because it's a game day. No one can really bust my routine up on a game day except this show right here. So, yeah, it's been a fun year. Junior, I would say you've given me gray hairs, but, like, actually I don't have gray hairs. Maybe I've given you gray hairs.
No.
Like, that would be the best definition.
Chinna, I mean, I got no hairs left, so I wouldn't be able to tell you if they were gray or not right here. I would say the last year's definitely flown. I mean, hell, considering the way we started last year in the middle of a pandemic inside of bubbles for the NBA and WNBA with so much going on there compared to now where Chinna has had to navigate both the season right now. She mentioned the Los Angeles Sparks play the Atlanta Dream tonight, so it is in the middle of game day right now on the opposite side of the Olympic break, and we're still in here. So, Chinna, like we always say every Friday, we're still here somehow, some way, and that's what it feels
still
like.
Here. Monday through Thursday we work, and on Fridays we twerk, baby.
That is so true. God.
Can't believe it's been a year. Can't believe it's been a year, but it's been a good time with you, Junior. So, kudos.
It has been amazing. Shout out to everyone here who let us keep the lights on this show. Shout out to our friends like Amber that have helped us keep this thing going in the right direction here. And Chinna, you did mention you got game day today. Like, how are we feeling right now? Because we're on the other side of the Olympic break here. I saw NECA back now. Obviously, you've both dealt with your respective injuries through the course of this year. So, got to be kind of hyped. Like, we get the year anniversary, but also we're getting ready to get the Agwumike sisters back on the court and do the damn thing.
Honestly, I don't even care. Like, this is about us right now, Junior. Okay? This is about you and me, baby, plus Amber today. All right? It's exciting to be back on the court to see my sister do her thing. She was very emotional, but at the same time, she was back to what she loved, right? So it's great. Your girl is coming soon. Like, I've been like, Free Nay! She's ready! But, you know, you guys know my injury history, and just, they wanted to reset my body, and there's a real science. Like, there's a spreadsheet that they use to say, like, she's done this much, you know, and so she'd be able to recover. So it's coming. It's coming very soon. So shout out to everyone who has supported the LA Sparks, my sister, our journey. And again, I know ESPN Radio is worldwide, baby, but if you happen to be in New England in about a week, come through, because I know our ESPN crew will be there as we play the Connecticut Sun, my former team. Y'all know that's going to be spicy. But Junior, it's been a year. I mean, I still can't believe it. There have been so many moments, you know, highs and even lows where we've had to navigate some really difficult situations on air. And one thing that people do not know, everyone listening to ESPN Radio right now, Junior, Michael Lewis Golic Jr. Is it Luis or Lewis?
Lewis, you got it.
Okay, good.
Luis would be cool, though.
We have not done a show in person yet. People should know
Ever.
That. We've never done a show in person. We've been doing this for a year straight via FaceTime. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a long-distance relationship, Amber, and we're making it work.
It seems like if you ever did do a show in person that he'd steal and eat all the cake, because that's what it seems like happened during the first segment. I don't know if you caught it, Chinna, but I think Golic Jr. Stole the cake. And either way, like, pro at doing radio simultaneously while eating cake. It was really, really impressive. You mentioned your spreadsheet, though, and I do think Mike might need to borrow that spreadsheet because he was complaining about his hips before we went on air today, now that he's like 31 years old.
What in the world?
I think he might need to borrow your training spreadsheet. That they're feeding you guys.
Listen, Amber hit it on the head right there. That is the like encapsulation of this show with me and Chanae. Chanae's got a spreadsheet to help take care of her body while simultaneously being a radio host here and a professional athlete. And I have to sometimes stop in the middle of a mile and a half jog because I tweaked my back before coming in to slam cake while talking on air. Like, if that doesn't sum up our expertise, Chanae, I'm not sure what does.
Amber, this is what you got to do. You just got to get there first, because if Junior's there, you don't know if there's going to be anything left over for you. So you just got to get there first, or bring your own and then give it to him after when it comes to desserts, whether it's donuts or cake, something like that.
Max devastation over here. I don't know if anything will top on my birthday. Chanae sending not one, not two, but three ice cream cakes with my image on them there, only to be in some ways followed up by me sending Chanae 100 wings from Magic City Kitchen on her birthday here. So we've managed to get a few of the notes right here. Our thanks to everyone on the staff here.
Love you guys. Certainly, 1 year down. Like I say, a bajillion to go.
We're too many people to thank here. We got Cliff, Matlack, Devin, Shannon in the room today.
I'm the most important one to thank, so shout out to y'all.
Cliff, sit down. Shannon, hold on. Is Shannon in studio?
No, Shannon is listen, Shannon's holding it down in the kitchen right now. Takes everywhere. You know how it goes around here, Chanae.
Okay.
He's mixing up the take still.
Okay,
so.
Shannon Earl, baby.
So we're going to try and keep it going for another year. That'd be cool. Chanae, are we officially re-upping right now? To at least on our end. We don't have anything official to say about it.
This is official. I mean, free agency, things are getting signed, right? Like, we're signing our contract. We're going to do this another year. We're going to give it another whirl.
There we go. We're back at it here. So August 17th, happy anniversary to the rest of our friends in the ESPN radio lineup as well.
Yay. Love you guys.
Love you too, Chanae. Good luck tonight. Good luck to the Sparks. Again, taking on the Atlanta Dreams, 7:30
I want to hear everyone say it. Thanks. Love you too, Junior. Cliff, your turn.
Everybody love everybody, baby.
Dear God, it's never
going to
end.
Come on. You still want that ticket? Come on.
Yeah, I need my feet on the floor, by the way, too.
Well, you got to say something. I'm going to give you one more chance.
Hey, what do I got to say?
I love you.
Everybody love everybody, baby.
Oh, my.
Nosebleeds, baby.
Cliff going to be watching the game from the rafters. Coming up next, the player that Cliff could be seeing if he ever got up the nerve to just say I love you and sit courtside somewhere, signing a big deal in the NBA. Thanks, Chanae. You're the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy anniversary. Have fun tonight. We'll get to that next. We'll do it after this word from Indeed, because if we're going to slam cake and act a fool, we better at least get the bills paid around here. Finding the perfect hire can sometimes feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skills tests to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site. Which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Who got the bag? And it is a good John or a bad John? Next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr., Amber Wilson, hanging out with us today here on ESPN Radio. And we got plenty to get to. We got our training camp previews rolling along here. Three and out, three biggest questions facing every team. We'll talk to Harry Douglas, former Atlanta Falcon, as we head to the NFC South and get ready with the Falcons and Saints today. But, Amber, we've been celebrating an anniversary around here. The show is 1 year old. The city of Philadelphia, and really Joel Embiid, gets to celebrate getting way more money after this. The 76ers star, according to our own Ramona Shelburne, signed a 4-year, $196 million Supermax contract extension. And Amber, you have a legal background. You're a lawyer here, so I feel like you can appreciate this especially. He also negotiated this deal himself. I mean, that Supermax slotting is great, but this deal offers no protection injury-wise for the 76ers organization. So Joel Embiid got this thing fully guaranteed and buttoned up, and he did it keeping every last percentage of it.
I'm always surprised that more athletes don't do this, particularly when you're talking about like rookie deals, and especially if we're talking about the NFL, because those things are so structured. But when it comes to the supermaxes in the NBA, it's the same deal. It's like, hey, pay me as much as you can, you know, like that's basically what, like, pay me all of the money and then we'll talk. Like, it is what it is. Put that in front of me. The only thing that he would have needed to negotiate is that lack of injury protections for the 76ers. That makes this an extra good deal, other than the fact that he just got a bag from them as well. So that was a good job out of Joel Embiid. And you're right, like, him asking for as much money as they can possibly pay him, and not and making sure that it's guaranteed and that there's no injury protections there for Philly. He didn't have to cough up 3% in order to do that. So very good job out of Joel Embiid.
So it's great by Joel Embiid. Makes perfect sense for the organization. This is a guy that, had he been healthier for more games, probably would have had the MVP in his hands at the end of last season. But regardless, Amber, he was sensational, and we saw when he can stay on the court for longer, even as he was hobbled in the playoffs, he was putting up 40-10 a night in the Eastern Conference Finals. So Joel Embiid doesn't seem to be the issue, Amber, but like all things with Philadelphia right now, this seems to point back to the problem they've got on the other side of that locker room with Ben Simmons here. Amber, how do you think the news of this signing affects what we've got trajectory-wise with the other current, still, 76er star?
Well, I think that we already have a big problem with that other 76ers star. And of course, we know that they've been trying to trade him away, or certainly they've been taking phone calls and they've been having those discussions. I think that this signing, that means Joel Embiid is in a 76ers uniform until 2027, just shows how committed they are to riding with him as their main guy. And it doesn't seem like that Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons pairing has been a successful one in Philadelphia. They're trying to win now. We're talking about an Embiid who would have been the MVP this season, Mike, I think, if he hadn't gotten injured. So we're talking MVP caliber player in his prime in Joel Embiid. That means that they've got to win now. And if you want to win now, what you're trying to do is trade Ben Simmons for another star who is ready to win a championship right now. The problem with that is we know Ben Simmons' shortcomings, and it's going to be very difficult for them to get back that star. It's not the same as, hey, we're dangling Ben Simmons out there and we want a bunch of trade assets back that are, you know, future types assets or draft picks. This isn't going to be the situation. Like, they want a Damian Lillard back immediately for a Ben Simmons. And I don't know if that market is going to be out there for Ben Simmons. So that's the complicating factor here. Ben Simmons still has, what, 4 years left on his deal. I mean, it is very possible that even though Ben Simmons, it's been rumored, he's not speaking to that organization and that locker room is, as quote unquote, in shambles in that regard, it is entirely possible that we see Ben Simmons back in a 76ers uniform playing right alongside Joel Embiid. And I don't know what that looks like when this supermax and everything else that has occurred has gone down now.
Janae Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Amber Wilson. And Joel Embiid is breaking moves by signing that max extension with the Sixers.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
And Amber, you and I have both mentioned it. The injury factor with Joel Embiid is ever present. Like, I'm happier than hell for the guy to go out there and get all that money to get it without any injury protection for the team, because I root for the players. Their window is short to earn this kind of money, and I want to see everybody max it out. But for the organization, you have a 7-foot freak show body that has had injuries already stacked up on the mileage there. And so you bring up the Ben Simmons window. You're absolutely right. I've heard Philly fans cry out for this. You owe it to Joel Embiid to build a championship winner around him now, because he has proven he plays at that level. And so now you've got to get the rest of the team on speed with that. And I just feel like you've got to max that window out, because we don't know how long a body this large with these kind of injury miles on it that can do these special things that put you at more risk for injury, how long that's going to last, Amber. The window feels tighter for them to do this. And that's why it's imperative they've got to get something done, because we have seen a clear ceiling with this roster as presently constructed, with Ben Simmons as the counterpart in that spot. And so I don't know if it's this offseason, Amber. I don't know if it's kind of like like the James Harden situation from Houston last year, where we got to play out a little bit of this season and let this thing get wild uncomfortable before people finally bleep and get off the pot, so to speak, in this.
Well, if you and I know that the window is small for the 76ers to get something big done here in exchange for Ben Simmons, then everybody else in the league who's a lot smarter than us knows that's the case too. So I feel like that kind of hurts the bargaining position of the 76ers, and now they've made it so clear when they hand Joel Embiid $196 million that he is the future. They are building the team around him. They're trying to win a championship with him. We know that leaves Ben Simmons as sort of the odd superstar out then, and if we know that, so does all those GMs all around the league, and that means that they're not going to be as willing to necessarily cough up as much in exchange for Ben Simmons, because they know this is something that the 76ers have to do at some point.
And they know that they have the stink of that very recent playoff collapse hanging over the top. Like, it's a weird balance for the Sixers to try and get enough distance from that memory so they can just sell, hey, you got a young under 25-year-old star with a ton of ability left, versus, hey, you also know that we want to get rid of this guy. So lots to hang in the balance there, but it becomes even more pressing because Joel Embiid does sign that four-year, $196 million Supermax extension. But coming up next, as we go camping around the world of the NFL, we got to figure out if Kyle Pitts can go ahead and do what seems impossible, fill the big shoes left by Julio Jones. We'll head down to Atlanta next here. Chené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
As a fan, this is amazing. This is the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real. Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Freddie Coleman, and you know I'm ready.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
Ian Fitzsimmons here. I'm ready. So are Oklahoma and Texas. Sort of. The SEC.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr., Amber Wilson hanging out with us today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. And we got plenty to get to today. Couple of coaches coming out here and already having the QB1 discussion as some battles rage on in training camp. But training camp's exactly where we got to go. We're giving you the preview of every team in the NFL leading up to the start of the season. We're going three and out, the three biggest questions facing every team. We wrapped up the AFC North yesterday, heading down to the NFC South now. So let's get this cooking. Cliff, hit the music. Who do we got first?
The Atlanta Falcons.
All right, the Atlanta Falcons going to training camp, and help us out, someone who knows a thing or two about Falcons training camp, former Falcons wideout and current ESPN football analyst Harry Douglas joins us now on the Goodyear Hotline. Harry, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, Mike, and shout out to you. That's how I know you, my boy, because y'all played Outkast before I came on, and nobody is more Atlanta than me, so shout out to you, Gojo.
Listen, we're just making sure our producer didn't play Rich the Kid before you came on here, because we understand where our bread is buttered. Let's get to number three, Cliff.
Number three.
All right, Roddy, so down there right now, everyone in Atlanta is, I'm sure, looking out and seeing all these rookie quarterbacks starting to making their first appearances for other teams. So my first question to you is, was it a mistake for the Falcons to not draft the heir apparent at quarterback at the top of the draft this year?
I didn't think it was a mistake, just from the simple fact of I understand the philosophy behind Arthur Smith and his offense and what he wants to try to hone in and do. One of the things he wants to try to do is run the football. Some of the Falcons didn't do very well the last 3 years. Now, I will say this. You look at Arthur Smith when he was in Tennessee and what he did to Ryan Tannehill's career. So in his mindset, he can groom any and everybody. He's just lucky enough to have Matt Ryan there still on the roster. So they're solid.
And listen, with that pick right there, I'm also curious how you think Kyle Pitts is going to be able to kind of fill in. Like, Cliff, hit number two on this one.
Number two.
Can Kyle Pitts fill the void then left by Julio Jones? He was picked at that four spot here, and a lot of people have touted him as one of the biggest can't-miss prospects coming out of college. Does he have what it takes to now step up in that void in this offense when we talk about that, Harry?
He does have what it takes, but I have to say this. You can't ask him to fill the void for Julio Jones because trying to fill a void and trying to replace a Julio Jones, that's irreplaceable. Now, what he can do is thrive in an Arthur Smith system that is very friendly when it comes to tight ends. Now, when you have a guy like Kyle Pitts, you can flex him out. You can detach him a little bit. You can put him at H-back. You can put him on the line of scrimmage. There's multiplicity of ways that you can use him, not to mention he has Hayden Hurst and Lee Smith, three other tight ends. So now they're just going to go three tight ends, 13 personnel, one back, three tight ends, one receiver. Spread everybody out wide, and you pick your mismatch, whoever you want to pick on the defensive side of the ball.
Cliff, hit number one.
Number one.
So the Atlanta Falcons are the first team in the NFL to be 100% vaccinated. How significant is that? Was that a goal of theirs?
Very significant. And I want to say, I think it's the goal for every team in the NFL. And we know how important it is to be vaccinated. Very, very important. Now, we got to get rid of the misconceptions when it comes to vaccination, right? We're not saying that getting vaccinated is going to stop you from getting COVID, but it also does help your chances if you do catch COVID from being hospitalized or being seriously ill or even sometimes being on a ventilator. Those are things that can help you if you are vaccinated. But I know it's something this organization takes pride in. And I was texting one of the scouts last night, and one of the things that we were talking about is that everything starts at the top. Leadership is very important. And that starts with Mr. Arthur Blank, then it goes to Terry Fontenot. Well, I'll say it goes to President Rich McKay, then it goes to Terry Fontenot, and then it goes to Arthur Smith. So it says a lot about the organization.
Says a ton about the organization, what they've managed to accomplish. And we know that's got very real ramifications on the football side of things as well, in addition to what you mentioned, the general public health and safety aspects that are so important for everyone involved in all of this. Follow him on Twitter at HDouglas83 and check him out. You're going to see him all over ESPN this fall covering college football, the NFL. Harry Douglas, kind enough to join us here on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, Roddy. So, and who I accidentally called Roddy, his old teammate there. So, Harry, that's a fine on my part here. You can ding me for that one.
I knew
later.
Exactly what you meant, though. It's all good. That's my brother from all another mother. So, good, Gojo.
You're the man, Harry. We appreciate you, buddy. I'll do better next time. I can't stand everyone here. We're sitting around all morning and a peek behind the curtain here. Harry Douglas, Amber, is also going to be doing some great work for us in college football, as does Roddy Jones, one of our great analysts at the ACC Network, former Georgia Tech slot back here. And with the connections in Atlanta for both of them, I am constantly having Roddy White on the brain here, and my peanut brain was overloaded by cake today. I didn't ask for any of this.
Happy anniversary.
I hate you guys. All right, Roddy.
This is why you've been doing this for a year.
This is why I've been doing this for a year, and maybe Chene and I saying we're re-upping for another year might not be felt on the other side. So we'll see about.
I did think it was interesting that you and Chene decided to just go ahead and put it out there on air, and I was thinking, no, guys, not a good strategy, because you're supposed to, you know, play hardball. Like, well, I don't know. Do we want to come back for another year? Maybe you need to pay us twice, whatever you're paying us right now. But you guys kind of showed your hand already. Like, you already let them know, hey, we're in. We want to come back for another year. I don't know how that raise is going to go for y'all now.
That's a great point by the lawyer, Amber Wilson, and all this. I would say, though, that unlike Joel Embiid, they are going to be negotiating with my agent, so I'll let him worry about that stuff. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll continue our march through training camp and three and out as we head to the New Orleans Saints, who got a little quarterback battle brewing there. Amber, we did mean to get to it, and again, in my idiocy, I did forget. The Falcons and all this talk about, all right, what do we do with Matt Ryan here? What do we do with, you know, drafting his heir apparent? They also got to figure out who the hell the backup's going to be right now, because a guy you know in Felipe Franks is apparently making waves down there, the former Florida, then Arkansas quarterback. But beyond that, it's looking kind of iffy.
Yeah, well, that's actually, you know, it's an interesting situation in Atlanta, because we've spoken so much from these first preseason games on these quarterback controversies around the league and these rookie quarterbacks. Atlanta doesn't have a quarterback controversy. Like, QB1 is Matt Ryan, done and done. But they do at QB2, and Felipe Franks is a name that has emerged. It raised my eyebrows when that kind of emerged as, hey, he might be the backup there. But apparently he has fit into that offense well, and they really like his athleticism and what he brings to it. So it's an interesting situation behind Matt Ryan in Atlanta. But at least they've got QB1 figured out, and that is a lot more than a lot of these teams right now in the NFL can say.
That is. There are some teams that are looking and working through that problem. So coming up next, We'll get to a few of the teams that have looked towards the future. That was the criticism of Atlanta. But some other teams went ahead and took the plunge. We know some of the rookies that are going to start week one. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson going to be out there. But when we look at some of the situations that are going to start to drum up controversy, New England and the Chicago Bears here, we will head to the Windy City and find out what their head coach said about the status of QB1 next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.